The Drifters under the boardwalk.
Get talking
on 01782 208 008.
01782 208 008.
BBC Radio Stoke.
Your thoughts this morning on euthanasia or the right to die. 01782 208 008. Later in the programme, I will talk to a member of the Isle of Man Parliament. He's from the House of Keys, which is kind of similar to the Commons, where at the moment they've got a select committee looking exactly at this issue, whether residents of the Isle of Man should be given the choice as to whether or not they live or die. We'll be talking to Quinton Bennett a little later from the House of Keys. First, though, one organisation that's been discussing euthanasia of late is the Liberal Democrats. Chris Davis is Liberal Democrat MEP for the North West. And he put together the background information that was shown to the party at their conference last week. And he says that medically assisted suicide should be made legal.
The principle is simple. We believe that if someone is experiencing unbearable suffering and has no hope ever of recovering, they should be able to seek medical assistance to die. Of course, pain relief and palliative care are always going to be the first options for most people. But it is a matter of choice. For people like Diane Pretty or Reg Crew, who flew to Switzerland in order to die, when life has lost all dignity, all meaning, in fact, it's just become a living hell, there should be an alternative.
Why do you think, then, based on that position, there isn't an alternative in Britain at the moment?
I think politicians just wring their hands. Certainly that was the case, I remember, when Diane Pretty was fighting her way through the courts, trying to secure the right to die under human rights legislation, the right for her husband to help her to die. And Diane, of course, was saying, look, she was asked once, I remember, why do you want to stop living? And she said, I am not living. I'm simply not dead. This is not a life. And yet politicians all the time were wringing their hands and sympathising and saying how difficult it all was, but no one was prepared to take action. People argue that it's a conscience issue, and of course it is. It's always a matter for individual choice. Doctors should never be required compulsory to give assistance in such cases. But if a patient is asking, and asking repeatedly to more than one doctor and to solicitors over a lengthy period of time, simply saying their life has effectively come to an end, their life is unbearable, it is no longer worth going on, if they've done that and the doctor is sympathetic and is prepared to assist them, then why should they not have the individual right to make that choice for themselves? And the law needs changing to accommodate that.
How would you make sure that this system would not be open to abuse?
Yes, there's a lot of concern that this is the slippery slope, that this will lead to, you know, the elderly saying, oh, I'm no longer wanted by my children, I'm a burden, just let me die peacefully, doctor. Well, that's obviously intolerable. That is not the situation we're talking about. We're talking about the Diane Pretties of the world, people struck down by something like motor neuron disease in a situation where they've lost all dignity, they're in appalling pain, they're doubly incontinent, completely paralysed, and facing a horrible death. Now, in situations like that, we'd look at the law in Holland, which has effectively been on the statute books for now some 30 years and has been copied in Belgium. And the safeguards are very clear. You've got to be an adult. You've got to be in sound mind. You've got to make your request not simply to your local doctor, but to a specialist doctor as well. You've got to bring in a solicitor, and you've got to make this request in writing over a lengthy period of time. And if the doctors have not followed the due process of law, then they face prosecution for murder. So no doctor is going to risk their futures by abusing the provisions that are laid down.
What about the people who would argue, though, that lives are sacred and it's not down to us to make a decision over whether or not people should live or die?
That's completely right. They shouldn't make a decision over other people, but they should respect the right of other people to make a decision for themselves. Of course, if you or I, and most people, I suppose, listening to this programme, if you or I were in a position where life had simply become intolerable, we'd do something about it. We'd walk off Beachy Head if it was really just beyond the pale. But if you're paralysed, you're completely dependent upon someone else, you're unable to do anything for yourself, then why should we allow those people to effectively be tortured, deny them their right to make a final decision for themselves? I emphasise once again, palliative care and pain relief should always be the preferred option, but it is not right to deny individuals the right to make the most important decision of their lives for themselves.
Chris Davis, Liberal Democrat MEP for the North West. Your thoughts on what he said? If your life's unbearable, you should have the choice That's his point of view. It should be a last resort, but the option should be open. 01782 208 008. Here's what people in Handley we spoke to earlier had to say on whether we should have the right to die.
I think everybody has a right to, and if they're in pain, terrible pain, yes.
I think people should be given the choice, especially people who know there's no, you know, and the quality of life isn't, will never be any good, you know. Yeah, I think they should be. I mean, who'd want to live just there, somebody pushing a tube down there?
As long as there are proper controls and it's clearly with the will of the person, and there are all the safeguards and protocols around that. In certain circumstances, if people are, you know, terminally ill, clearly in a lot of pain and feel that the end has come, then yes, I would probably agree with that, but I think there would need to be proper safeguards.
Proper safeguards. How do we ensure that there are? 01782 208008. Stuart.stoke@bbc.co.uk, or you can use the text 07786 202946 on your mobile phone. BBC Radio Stoke, 19 minutes past 10 this morning, discussing euthanasia, medically assisted suicide, and whether or not we should have a right to die.